Ladies and gentlemen, rock and roll.
This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Place to Be Nation pop experience. Welcome to today's edition of the Video Jukebox Song of the Day. I am Andy Atherton, back with you, starting off another great week on the Video Jukebox. Regular week, no themes. Hope everybody enjoyed the songs from Peacemaker. Last week was a lot of fun to revisit that show a little bit. Definitely going to go do a rewatch of season one before season two drops. But this week, just doing a few songs that we like to hear, we like to talk about. And today I'm going back to 1985 off of the album Heart. It is What About Love by the band Heart. So for me, this was kind of my introduction to Heart. Right, because growing up, I didn't know much about the classic Heart, you know, with Barracuda and stuff, and you know, stuff like that that predates kind of the more, I think they got a little like more glam. They like that, you know, they went away from like that classic rock sound to more of not more pop. Like, but definitely more into the, like the power ballads, I guess. And you know, there's a lot of great songs from Heart. It was actually the one of the first concerts I went to, like on my own without like, you know, my older sister or anybody or parent. Was I went to see Heart with a few of my friends. I think I was like, I must have been like 14. I think it was off the tour of the next album, though. I think it was off the what's it called, like Bad Animals or something like that, I think was their next album. But yeah, it was a fun time. Crappy seats, Nassau Coliseum, not the best place to see a show, I guess. You know, I actually went to go see with my daughter. I went to go see it, Ariana Grande. Ugh, not a great building. The building is time has come. Anyway, I'm not here to talk about the Nassau Coliseum. We're here to talk about Heart and What About Love. So let's get into it. The YouTube link is in the description as usual. Let's hit that play button in 3, 2, 1. Of course, Heart, fronted by Ann and Nancy Wilson, with Ann with the lead vocals, with that powerful sister group. Now, I did not know, actually, Heart was not the first band to record this song. It was recorded by a Canadian rock band, Toronto, in 1982, but then it was recorded by Heart in 85. And it was the first single release from their album, Heart. And this was actually a comeback single to some. It was the first Heart track to reach the top 40 in 3 years, their first top 10 hit in 5 years. It was also their first single on their new label, Capitol Records. So the song did well. I mean, it was on MTV a lot, the video. Like I said, this was like my introduction to Heart. Come on. I mean, you know, Nancy Wilson, you know, a beautiful woman playing a guitar in a rock band. So, and Anne's powerful vocals here. And here we go. Great refrain right there. So it peaked at, let's see. So yeah, like I said, they moved away from hard and folk rock to be more polished power ballad sound. It hit the top 10 in the U.S. and it peaked at number 10. The song peaked at 14 on the U.K. singles chart. I had this in my head too, that the chorus is featured in a series of Swiffer WetJet TV commercials in the late 2010, and you know, they use a lot of popular songs in them, a lot of covers too and samples over the years. American Idol's used it. Rick Ross and Lil Wayne have sampled on two of their songs. Kelly Clarkson covered it during her Stronger tour. Demi Lovato actually performed as well dressed as Anana Mouse on the 10th season of The Masked Singer last year. And we get to the middle here with the guitar solo by Nancy. I was a little shocked to find out she was married to Cameron Crowe. I don't know if they're still married. I mean, but she aged really nicely. But she's also got that, you know, very... I don't know how much respect she gets as a guitarist, because this solo is pretty damn good here. And a voice. It looks a little weird here. We got like, what is this, some kind of like ritual going on here? I mean, the band, the video, I mean, has been the band performing and like some other stuff going on, but that's kind of really in the background because, you know, if it's hard, I'd rather just see them perform. Although there could be a story to it, and there'll be other Heart songs I will do here with songs, because some of them are really interesting, what the songs are really about. And there's Anne reading Gone with the Wind as it ends here. But yeah, great song. Great way to start off the video jukebox. All right, so we got some great stuff coming to you this week. We got a new episode of Totally Rank, a new episode of Pop Goes the Classics, Disney, a new episode of Lady and the Beard, plus NBA Team will be back, as well as It Was a Thing on TV. So we have a pretty full week here. You know, we don't have those as often these days, but we're getting there. We're trying to get back, get more into the rhythm with some of the podcasts here on the feed. So I want to thank you all for listening. Hope you have a great week, and I will see you later.